The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We are getting fired up, cranked up. We got a big show today, lots of guests. And if you like off-road, this is definitely an off-road-centric show. We got my General Tire Vision Wheel teammate Ryan Pete on the show. Got my Polaris Razor teammate Miles Cheek on the show. Both coming from the world of short course. Then we're shifting gears. We're going to the Dakar Rally. We're going all the way to South America with a good friend of mine. Sebastian Guayasamine, who is a Dakar Rally competitor from Ecuador. He's going to be calling in today all the way from Ecuador. You got to love the internet making things like that possible. We're going to talk some Dakar Rally. We're going to talk some off-road, some short course. We got some big news coming out of IndyCar. We'll dive into that in hour number two. Also, some big news out of the Dakar Rally and Polaris Razor. I've got some big news coming out of myself and Ed Carpenter Racing. Big news coming out of Andretti Autosport as well. So I got to tell you, man, we are guns a-blazing, full board today. We're going to jump into some Baja talk in hour number two as well. Lots happening south of the border with the Baja 500 coming up this weekend from San Felipe. So this is going to be a big one. So thanks to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, Sports Byline, Podcast One. Apple Podcast, you're listening on demand, Sports Byline, American Forces Network. Man, thank you guys for tuning in. It's going to be one heck of a fun show. We're definitely going to be answering fan questions. You got any questions for any of our guests, hit me up on Twitter. It's at JimBeaver15, and we can get those answered on in the show. But this is going to be a big, big show. So firing out of the gate here in hour number one, it is going to be Ryan Beat. That is right. Ryan Beat's going to be up front, number one, and so is Miles Cheek. So those are going to be the guests in hour number one as we get cranking and rolling here. And I got to tell you, man, I am fired up today. I'm 2 weeks out from running my next Desert Race UTV World Championship. It is coming up in about 2 weeks. I'm getting prepared to do battle with some of the best in the world. So we're probably going to get into some UTV talk as well because racing season, it is back. It's been back for a while now, and I am excited to be back behind the wheel and running full tilt into some epic off-road events just like we did in Vegas Torino last month. So I'm going to be diving into some of that talk as well. So lots happening today on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will be back with Ryan Beat when we return here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my General Tire and Vision Wheel teammate, Mr. Ryan Beat, to the show. What is happening, Ryan? I know you're on site at Crannon, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here at Crannon getting ready for this weekend's race and just hanging out, man, enjoying life.
Yeah. You know what? I think about you this year with what you've been doing with the Midwest and the West Coast. I'm like, you know, you kind of got screwed a little bit on this whole deal, because I'm like, if you were flying, you'd actually be getting some legit frequent flyer miles, dude. But because you're driving, I feel like you're being cut short, man.
Yeah, definitely. This whole deal that's going on definitely condensed our schedule down to back-to-back-to-back-to-back weekends. I posted something the other day and saying that I've been gone. I haven't been home since August 9th.
That's crazy.
You know, here it is, the end of September, and we've been on the road the whole time, racing almost every weekend. We've had one weekend off in between all these weekends of racing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got to think after this weekend at Crannon, you guys are going to get your stuff back to the West Coast. Obviously, Glen Helen will be your last race of the year, but I got to think you and the boys in the shop, you got a little bit of a window there before Glen Helen. You guys are probably going to take a weekend off, right? And everybody was just like, we're not touching anything for a couple of days, right?
That is definitely the plan. We all kind of talked about it and just said, you know what? We're going to get back, get everything unloaded and cleaned, park it in the shop, and we're taking 3 or 4 or 5, maybe 6 days off, you know, before Glen Helen. We've been on the go so much that it's definitely well-deserved. The guys have been kicking butt and working their butts off. You know, making sure these trucks are ready, and we haven't had any failures, and you know what? They deserve it. They deserve some time off, and we're going to get home and have some fun.
Yeah. Well, and truthfully, you know, this is honest question. So you guys had a triple header in Phoenix last weekend, and then you've got literally, you know, almost 2,000 miles away, you've got, you know, the races, you know, this weekend at Crannon. So did you guys wrap up Sunday night and throw everything in the hauler and then go to Crannon, and are you prepping there? Or did you prep after the race in Phoenix and then put it in the hauler? Like, how is this working, dude? Because the logistics, like, literally of these last two races are, dude, it's gnarly, man.
Yeah, it's super gnarly. The biggest thing is having enough spares and parts on hand to where you can get done with one race, load everything in the hauler like we did, drive the 2,000 miles, park, set up real quick, and then just start throwing new parts at the trucks. You know, it's kind of been the easiest way to do it, so that we can utilize the time that we have. You know, by the time we got here in Crandon, it was late Tuesday afternoon. We tried to get some sleep Tuesday night, woke up early Wednesday morning, started prepping trucks, prepped Thursday, and then here it is Friday, we have practice. So, you know, we had 2 days to turn trucks around after racing a triple header in Phoenix. So the easiest way for us to do it was just, you know, throw parts at the trucks and make sure that we had enough parts and spares on hand where we could just cycle through parts.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How's the approach this weekend? Because I know this is a little bit different weekend at Crannon. We've got first time ever they're doing a night race, you know, under the lights. That's going to be on the short track, and then turn around on Sunday, you guys are going to be running in the daytime on the long track. Any big changes or adjustments overnight to the truck just with the, you know, two completely different layouts?
Yeah, so obviously your setup and gearing is going to change a little bit from the long track to the short track. And then obviously the nighttime temperatures playing a little factor in you know, as far as tuning the motor goes. But for us going into it mentally, we're just looking at like it's another race weekend. It's another opportunity to go out and win some more races or get some more podiums for our sponsors. And that's the task at hand. You know, we're looking forward to getting out there this weekend, doing some more racing, and, you know, hopefully getting some more podiums.
Yeah. How has this year been for you guys? I mean, obviously, you know, this is your first full season with your own program in Pro 2. I know you've driven, you know, Pro 2s and Pro 4s in the past, you know, here and there. But, you know, this is an all-new truck for this year. You know, your guys' first full season in-house running a Pro 2. I mean, you know, what's been the biggest differences from you, you know, for you as a driver and as a team shifting from the Pro Light to the Pro 2 this year, Ryan?
Yeah, the jump from Pro Light to Pro 2 is obviously a big one. I'd say the biggest, you know, change from the Pro Light to the Pro 2 is just the financial aspect and being prepared for it. You know, these trucks are a lot heavier. They go through a lot more parts than the Pro Lights did. It's almost like these trucks, you know, the Pro Light, you can lean on people and kind of bump and nudge and the bodies would hold together. With the Pro 2, you barely touch anybody and it's like, boom, there goes $1,000, you know. the body parts just seem to fly off, you know, quicker than you can keep them on. So obviously the body expense has been a little bit of a change. As far as driving goes, it's a little bit different. You can get away with a lot more, you know, in the Pro 2 than you can the Pro Light. So, you know, you can pick up the aggression. You can be a lot more aggressive with the truck and the vehicle and really push a lot harder, which is, for me, is actually suited my style probably even better than what the Pro Light did. So I've really had a lot of fun, you know, learning to drive this truck. I think the biggest thing that's been our challenge this year is learning the gearing setup from each track and what you can do with the underdrive. Wiseman has built a killer underdrive setup for these trucks, and you can really fine-tune and manipulate the gearing to split hairs. And that's really what it's come down to, is knowing, you know, we have no previous knowledge or experience as to what gearing to start out with at each track. So each time we go to a new track or a weekend, we're basically starting from ground zero, where a lot of these guys have previous notes as to where they should be starting off with. So when we go out for our first session, it's like a throwaway. You got to start from ground one of what you may think it might be, and then you start developing from there. But a lot of these guys are coming into these weekends with previous notes and knowledge where they're hitting the ground running session one, where I'm kind of constantly playing catch up. So usually by the end of the weekend, you'll see our times and our results really pick up towards the end of the weekend as we catch that, you know, catch the swing of figuring out stuff by the end of the weekend.
Yeah. Well, and I know too, you know, I think that's one of the big things, you know, somebody kind of looking in, knowing your program, I'm like, you know, with, you know, I think a lot of people go, man, Ryan was winning all the time in Pro Light. You know, we haven't seen him on top of the box as much in Pro 2. And I'm looking at it going, man, I would consider this season for you guys pretty successful. I know you want more for yourself, you know what I mean? Because I know you well enough, but I'm looking at it going, man, if you're this good this year, next year when you've got a year of data under your belt, like, look out, because I think you guys are going to be a force next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have 2 wins and 5 podiums already in Pro 2, you know. So our first year in Pro 2, we've already won 2 races. And we still have, you know, 5 rounds of racing left for my schedule. So, you know, I'm very happy with what we're doing. Obviously, you always want more, but I'm very appreciative for the fact that we've already been able to clip off 2 wins. There's a lot of guys that have raced Pro 2 a long time that have never won races. So, you know, to be amongst the crowd of Jarrett Brooks and Doug McTagg and Rob McCracken, and these guys that are of that caliber and winning races, and to be winning races against those guys and with these guys, it means a lot. It shows that our program is very solid. It shows that we're getting better every weekend. And, you know, we've really made an effort to be top guys. You know, we were the king of the mountain in Pro Light, and, you know, figured it was time to start playing with the big boys. And, you know, so far this year, coming out and playing with the big boys, we've done really well. I'm very proud of my team. I'm very proud of all of our sponsors and the effort that all of them have put into making sure that, you know, we have the results that we all want, you know?
Yeah. Well, and how was last weekend? Because, you know, we talked earlier about how every time you show up to a track, it's starting from scratch. You know, the first session's a throwaway. Last weekend was the first round where it was actually a throwaway for everybody, dude. It's all new track, running a complete different direction. You know, so everybody's data and setups and everything else they've had from years previous, you know, was out the window there at, you know, Wild Horse Pass. How was that for you guys? I mean, how do you approach a track like that where it's completely – you've been to the venue before, but, I mean, it's completely new.
So that track was basically like an equalization track, right? So everybody, like you said, nobody had previous notes on it. You show up and it's a guessing game, right? So we showed up with our best foot forward, and I think it showed. I think it showed on a level playing field where we stand within that group and within that field as to not having any previous data or knowledge or what to do with the track. We're just showing up with our trucks, drivers, and how to make each truck as good as we can throughout those three sessions or three races, right? The first day, Friday's race, I was in third, passed for second, started running down the leader and made a mistake, got up on the bike, clipped the K-rail, and got a flat tire. My bad. But during that session, we clicked off the second fastest lap time on the last lap of the race. So the last lap of the race, when the track's the worst, it's the roughest, it's the shittiest, I clicked off the second fastest lap time of the whole race. So which gave us a good qualifying position for the next day's race. Going into Saturday, we had a good start and a good run, and nobody could hang. We had the second fastest lap time in that race, too, and good track position. We're able to win the race. Going into Sunday, qualified second again going into Sunday's race. Started the race off and fell back a couple positions to, like, fourth and put my head down to start picking guys off. Was able to make it back up to second. Was running the leader down again and, again, biked it and made a little mistake. Saved it this time. Didn't get collected in the wall. Didn't get a flat tire. Fell back to third, but was able to maintain third. And even in that last race, I was still second quickest lap time of the race in traffic. So that weekend was really a good equalization weekend, showing everybody that on equal playing fields with no previous data or knowledge where my team and I stand together.
And we'll be back with more with Ryan Beat when we return here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver and Ryan Beat hanging out here talking a little short course. Well, and let's talk a little bit, too. You guys have expanded this year, your program. I mean, you're not only running your truck, you're also running some pro lights out of your camp, man. How's that been with you know, just bringing more trucks underneath, you know, the Ryan Beat Motorsports banner?
Yeah, it's crazy. Obviously, it's a lot more work. But it's rewarding, you know. It's something that I've really wanted to do for a couple of years, and that's having other drivers underneath our team, having a big team. You know, I think that's something that short course lacks in general, is having teams that have other drivers. You know, you look at NASCAR, you look at Supercross, you look at IMSA Racing, you look at Desert Racing. A lot of these teams have multiple trucks and multiple drivers, and short course really doesn't have that. So I'm proud to be one of the first ones kind of doing this. You know, I know RJ's done it in the past and a couple other guys have had it, but I'm proud to be, I guess, getting this going again, getting teams that have multiple trucks underneath their canopy and helping develop some of these drivers. You know, a lot of these kids are coming up through the ranks and they don't have a mentor, they don't have a team or a package that they can come to and really get the best opportunity to go out and win and do as good as they can. So you know, having those trucks has been a lot of fun. You know, Mason Prater and Carson Parrish have done a great job this year at wheeling the pro lights. and learning, you know. It's a tough class to be in, and both of them have multiple podiums already. So I'm very proud in that aspect to help these guys accomplish their goals of being able to get in ProLite and then not only run ProLite but have podiums, you know. So, you know, looking forward into the future, I'd like to keep expanding this program and build it to one day where it's, you know, that of a pro circuit or, you know, Joe Gibbs or a Hendrick team where we have multiple teams within, you know, one big team. So I'm really pushing for that. I'm really working towards that. It's a big goal of mine to one day be able to, you know, sit back and just be a team owner and a team manager of, you know, multiple short course race teams.
No, and I think that's one of the keys there, you know. I think not a lot of people look at that, you know, and I think you're one of the few drivers I've actually ever heard on the show looking at, hey, what's to come after I get out of the driver's seat? Because we all know we have a shelf life, you know, and there's been guys, yep, like Rob McCracken who have defied age and father time, you know. But by and large, like, you're one of the first drivers that's actually ever been on the show and said, hey, look, I'm looking at this. I'd like to transition into being a team owner and things like that. And I'm not saying we're talking the next 2 or 3 years, but I mean, you know, who knows what's going to happen 10, 15 years down the road, you know. But I look at like what Michael Andretti's done in IndyCar, and he was one of the most successful IndyCar drivers of all time. And he's actually 10 times more successful as a team owner than he ever was as a driver. You know, I look at that, and I'm like, exactly. Michael Andretti, like, that's where I want to be. You know what I mean? I'd love to be that when I retire from the seat, you know? And I feel like you're looking at things the same way, you know?
Yes, exactly. And that's how I look at things, you know, looking, you know, 5, 10 years, 15 years down the road, you know? And I love racing. At the end of the day, I am a racer, and I love racing. All forms of racing I love. I enjoy to watch it. I enjoy to be a part of it. So when I'm done racing, I don't want to just retire on a lake and get fat and do nothing with my life. I'd like to be involved in racing still. You know, I love racing. That's what I live for. I've loved it since I was 3 years old. So for me, it's how do I get to keep racing and keep playing for the rest of my life, you know, or as long as I possibly can. And if I can't race or I can't physically race, I want to be a part of racing and be a part of winning packages and develop drivers and develop teams and develop programs. You know, that's the part I really enjoy about racing and look forward to continuing it into the future, you know?
Yeah. So, looking at this weekend, man, before we wrap things up, obviously, you're at Crandon. We got a big event here, kind of caps off the Midwest series. You know, this is, I guess, a first-time event, you know, late September. Temperature's going to be different than we normally see. We're running under the lights Saturday. I mean, what's it going to take for Ryan Beat to put it on top of the box?
We just got to get good starts. Obviously, here it's a land rush start. And our setup's got to be on point. Like I said, we don't really have any previous knowledge of running the short track under the lights here for the first time at Crandon. So gearing's going to be crucial of making sure that we go out and get the gearing set up perfect right out of the gate for first session. And then just having a clean race. You know, all these guys back here are fast. You got Mickey Thomas, you got Keaton Kincaid, you got Kleiman. All these dudes are really fast back here. So it's fun to mix it up, come out here and race with these guys. And obviously keep building my program, keep building up towards, you know, really pushing hard next year to win as many races as we can. But I feel like we have a good opportunity this weekend to win some races. The last camp off-road race at ERX, we were able to win there and have 2 podium days. I feel that we can do the same here.
Yeah. How important is it at Crandon to get that number one or number two spot where you're all the way there on the inside of turn number one? I feel like and I've heard there's kind of a bit of a downhill run there too, where it, you know, where you get, you know, you're actually going downhill where, you know, on if you're all the way to the outside, it's a little flatter. So I think there's an advantage there. But I mean, it seems like everybody that ends up taking the whole shot there comes out of that number one or number two spot. I feel like you pushed all the way to the outside. You definitely don't want to be in the middle because that's where all the chaos happens. But I mean, how crucial is it to be in those spots right there on the inside?
It's very crucial because those first couple spots, like you said, are downhill. And then all the way to turn one, it's almost flat. You have, I think, 2 bumps where the rest of the field will see 3, 4, 5 bumps, holes, jumps. I mean, it's pretty rough once you get outside that top 3 or 4 positions of starting position. It gets really rough. So it's very important to get a good qualifying time and start up the inside and have a good run down into turn one.
Yeah, so going back a couple years, first time at Crandon, turn number one, what was your thoughts, man?
I better get through here first because I don't want to be in the carnage. So I better get to turn one first. And luckily we ended up qualifying first, fast time here that year. and I was able to line up P1 up the inside, got a hole shot, ripped it in down into turn one, and ended up carrying it all the way through the race and ended up winning a world championship here.
Yeah, I remember. I think there's a picture of us in the barn party I got in my phone somewhere. You know what I mean? That was, yeah, you showed up from the West Coast and stole all the money and went home. I remember that was, it was like, go back and stay away, man. Well, it didn't work because you're back there full time now, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, it was fun. And that was the weekend that set it off. It really clicked for us here at Crandon. And, you know, ever since then, we've been back every year. We wouldn't miss it for the world. This is like, you know, for me, I tell my wife that it's, you know, the happiest place on earth for me. I love coming to Crandon. I love the people. I love the fans. Just the whole facility, the town, everything about this place is so awesome and fun. And, you know, we're just thankful to have places like this where we can go race.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, good luck this weekend, Ryan. I know I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to be tuned into the live stream, and you know, good luck. Let's hopefully you can put it up on the box, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show. And man, I just got to say thanks to Bill Stein, Lucas Oil, General Tire, Vision Wheel, Steel It, Ram Mounts, Chicago Pneumatic, everybody that supports this program, Everfelt. You know, thank you guys, and we're gonna go out and try to put it up P1 this weekend.
Well, definitely good times catching up with Ryan Beat, class act, and, you know, you got to love a guy like that who can actually carve out a career doing something he loves. He's definitely been able to do that with Short Course. Amazing story. He's been a reoccurring guest on the show for numerous years now. I mean, probably since damn near since we started. But Ryan, just killing it as always. Definitely be looking forward to checking him out on the Champ Off-Road live stream. You can check it out, championshipoffroad.com, their Facebook, Crandon's website, their Facebook. They'll have all kinds of links. It'll be airing live Saturday and Sunday. Like we said, pro racing under the lights this Saturday night. You know, and if, you know, you guys missed that, I guess, you know, you can tune in on Sunday all day long. They'll be racing. And if you're tuning in on SiriusXM channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, welcome. But, yeah, you guys might already be missing that, but, they'll have the archives up. But, I guess if you're tuning in on Sunday, tune in right now. And, you know, this, you know, you can watch some of the best off-road racing on the planet there at Crandon. You know, I was there a couple of weeks ago and definitely a little bittersweet not being there this weekend. I can tell you that already. Ready. Man, I'm going to head up to the mountains in Prescott and, you know, I guess relax a little bit because I got UTV World Championships coming up in a few days. Well, I guess in a few weeks, but we got a lot to go, you know, up until that time. So I'm going to take a couple days off this weekend, maybe do a little BMX riding and some stuff in the skate park and then come back full bore the next couple of weeks because we got one of the biggest UTV races of the year coming up. But, you know, before we cut to a break, I do want to tell you a little bit, you know, about one of our partners, something they got going on, and Ryan Beat's sponsor and my sponsor, General Tire. They're telling us to say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. General Tire wants to help you get a jump on the winter weather because now through October 31st, that is Halloween 2020, with the purchase of four new qualifying General Tire light truck and SUV tires, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa prepaid card. Total of 11 different tire lines qualify for the promo, including the Extreme Terrain Grabber X3 and the Aggressive All-Terrain Grabber ATX. Prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with our good friends at General Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply. So for full details, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, they've been driving the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. And yeah, General Tire, $100 gift card just for buying a set of General Tires. Like, yeah, what would you spend that on? I don't know. Right now I got, I'm into skateboard collecting and it's become a bad habit of mine. So I would probably go and buy some more decks. We got some new Palo Peralta throwbacks that just came out season 12 and I'd probably get in on that. But yeah, we're going to have a whole lot more to come here in hour number one. We got Miles Cheek coming up next right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. We are just getting started. Hang tight. It's going to be one heck of a great ride here in hour number one.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Would like to welcome for the first time to the show my Polaris Razor teammate, Mr. Miles Cheek, who's coming off a big weekend, man. What's happening, Miles?
What's up, Jim? How you doing? I'm just at the shop right now, just getting a little head start before the next round on the car.
Well, I got to say, man, let's talk about we got to talk about this whole year. I mean, we can talk about this sweep this past weekend, but I just got to say, man, your program is on fire. I was just kind of looking through the points and the results, and, I mean, you haven't been off the podium all year, and you've darn near been close to, like, sweeping the whole year so far, dude. That car is just on rails.
Oh, yeah. My crew chief, Tim, and my dad, they put in so much work on this car this last year, and so cool to see it finally paying off this year. And I think we've gotten 6 out of the 8 wins so far this year, and I think we have the most points in the series, too, at the moment. So we've got to try and keep that ball rolling for the rest of the year.
You know, and one thing I kind of want to dive in and talk about, because you guys switched from the two-seat, you know, platform now to the RS1 platform, and I feel like you guys have the hot ticket now. And it's funny, too, because, like, you know, I guess they call it pro stock in the Midwest. They call it, like, Production 1000 here on the West Coast. But basically the non-turbo units, I know for the longest time, man, it was pretty tough for us Polaris guys, because those Yamahas with the sequential gearbox, they were kind of tough. But I feel like this RS1, looking at what's happening not only here in the Lucas series but in the Midwest, man, I feel like those RS1s have their number, and they're kind of the hot ticket and the tough rig to beat.
Oh, for sure. And our whole thing was going to it was just they got the big diff. They have a little bit of a better clutch, too. So it was more of a reliability thing. and like comes to find out, like there's a couple other tricks you're able to pull with it, and the car's, I would say the car's faster for sure.
Yeah, well, and before we jump into that too, I want to say I love following your dad on Instagram. Strictly because, dude, you guys are developing some go-fast parts that are, like, wicked awesome for UTVs and for the Polaris platform right now.
Oh, yeah. My dad, he's had a whole background in the pro motocross industry for all the CNC machining stuff, so he's bringing all that knowledge over to here. So he builds some pretty trick stuff for the UTVs for sure.
Yeah, well, and I didn't know he came from the pro motocross side, but that makes a lot of sense because – I mean, the stuff that you guys are putting out, you know, and you're selling it to people. It's not like you guys are keeping it to yourselves. But, like, this is stuff that I think us racers have known we've needed for a long time. But it's just nobody's ever done it, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because they couldn't do it right or what. But I feel like you guys are the first ones to actually be able to put this, you know, into production. And, man, it's making a world of difference on the cars that are running it.
Oh, yeah. It's just reliability, a little safety thing, too, and it looks cool. And, you've seen the new brake kit my dad came out with,
yeah.
So that just helps the car roll so much better. That thing stops on a dime now, so it's just a bunch of little stuff that keeps adding up on the car that just keeps benefiting us huge.
Yeah, well, I know the brake kit, that was the one that caught me off guard, because I'm like, man, I need this on my desert car, and so I've got that in the back of my mind. I've got that to text you guys, like, this off-season. Like, I'm trying to build it into my off-season reprep program so we can upgrade to that, because, dude, I feel like that's one of the biggest things, I think, on these race UTVs has been kind of brakes over the years, you know, and because we're all pretty much running the stock brakes. People might play with caliper, or not with calipers, but, you know, with master cylinders and maybe with pads and stuff,
yeah.
But nobody's really kind of gone all in with a brake kit, and you guys are the first ones to do it.
Yeah, then now we started working with Padgett too. They're a brake pad company, and they're super good guys. They came out with three compounds that you can choose from now for our brake kit.
Oh, that's rad. That's awesome. That gives a lot of options.
Yeah.
So whether you're doing short course, desert, you know, whatever, there's going to be something for everybody.
Yeah, that's what Corbin Leverton went into a works race, and he wanted something with just a little bit more bite in the front. So, like, the next week, the guys over at Padgett sent something out, and he had it in the car.
Wow. Well, and I think one of the big things, too, is like, the way we're progressing, especially, like, with some of the heavier cars like KOH and, like, the desert cars, when we start pushing the height of the tires, you know, and we're up to 33s in the desert now, things like that, and it's a little bit heavier tire, like, you need that extra, you know, stopping power. And I think that's what we've just kind of progressed past the point of stock brakes, where it's like, now we're running such big, heavy tires that are so much different than what you run stock, like, you almost need to go down these routes, you know?
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I believe Mitch Guthrie has it on his car, too. And he just threw him on, I forget the one race it is, but it's about 300 miles, and it's, like, real hilly.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to say Vegas?
He threw it on
probably?
From there, and he said, yeah. Like, ever since that, like, brakes didn't boil, nothing. Pads lasted the whole race, so.
That's awesome. So let's go back to this season. Obviously, you know, you said you guys got the hot tickets. Let's talk about this triple header at Wild Horse Pass, man, because, you know, this weekend was different. So most of the, you know, tracks on Lucas' schedule, you've seen it before. Everybody's seen it. You guys are going in here to Wild Horse Pass. This is like, you know, ground zero. All your data from years past, everything is out the window, man. You know, they reversed the track. They changed the track. Like, how was going into this weekend and walking away with a sweep? That had to have been super tough just because you had nothing to go on when you showed up at the track.
Yeah, it's I kind of like it. It's new for everyone. Everyone's on an even playing field. Like, no one tested there before. So it was a brand new track for everyone, like you said. So I loved it. They switched the whole layout around, so it's all right-handers now, and that's always been, like, a little trick for me is I could always get people in the right-handers of tracks. That was always, like, my best part of the track. So now I go to the track full of right-handers, so it's just felt like it was almost built for me a little bit. Then they made it pretty technical, too. There was, like, a sketchy little double-double section you had to hit and a couple little drops, but, no, I loved the track. They did a great job building it.
Yeah. Well, you know, now you've got me thinking. It's funny you mention right-handers because I'm like, man, like, you look at the Lucas, you know, the Lucas series, and I guess there is a lot of left-handers, and most, like, tracks seem like they flow like a traditional, like an oval race would, you know, with predominantly left-handers. I never really thought about that, but, you know, the switch to reversing it, now everything's right-handers. I guess it would throw some people off, you know?
Yeah, so it seemed like a couple people were – it took them to get used to it. They had to adjust their weight arounds in their car when they're slow running the two-seaters. It looked like they were biking pretty good in the right-handers. But with that single-seat RS1, that thing going either way, it feels the same. You can toss it either way. The thing just stays planted, so.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back a year, too, talking about right-handers, man. Let's talk a little bit about Cranning, because we got to talk about that right-hand turn number one. But, you know, last year was probably one of the biggest wins of your career. You know, you took home the world championship. I mean, how was it running there? I know, obviously, you know, this year I don't believe you were in action, but, you know, what are chances we see you back there sometime soon, man? Because that had to have been, you know, one of the highlights of your career so far is winning that big race on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things I go back and look at all the time for sure. But same thing, Crandon's just a awesome track. The fans there's like 60,000 fans. So it actually feels like a huge, huge race for everyone. And, pulling off that win 2 years ago was pretty big for me. And, this year we just weren't able to make it. It just wasn't in the playing cards. We had the Lucas race, I think two weeks right after Crandon.
Yeah.
So it was just too close. We really want to get this championship in Lucas this year. So I was like, let's just save the car. We'll hit Crandon next year.
Yeah, you've been looking at what's going on in the Midwest with that Champ Off-Road Series. Seems like, you know, on the UTV side, you know what I mean? They're actually, you know, they're doing pretty solid. They've got a good live stream package. Any chance if the funding's there, you pull like a Ryan Beat and run full-time in both series or something?
I'd love to. Yeah, and Robert Laurie, another Polaris teammate out there, he's always trying to get me to come out. And especially some of those new tracks, like ERX, I really want to run there. That track looks like a lot of fun. Then that Texplex series that just started.
Yeah.
Their payout really makes you think about going out there for sure.
Yeah, that's one thing that I think is rad about UTVs in general and, you know, the Polaris Razor platform. You know, if you own a trophy truck, you can pretty much race it in the Southwest. If you've got a Razor, you know, you can race it all over the country. We're talking about the Midwest. You're talking about Texplex, and we've got all the races here in the Southwest. We got stuff on the East Coast with GNCC and all kinds of rock stuff down south. And, like, I mean, it's kind of rad that, you know, we've got this platform where you can make some adjustments to your car and kind of go run at a bunch of different places.
Oh, seriously. Yeah, like, I could take the short course shocks off my car, put the desert ones on it, and go run works next week, you know?
Yeah,
that's like the super cool thing about it. The UTV programs, like anywhere you want to go, there's probably a race happening that weekend.
Yeah, and if you're like me, you get hit up by people all the time. Come out to our event. I'm like, man, that's like a 3,000 mile drive to get over there. Like, I would love to, but you know, it's you know, but I see all these, and it's like I've got my bucket list of events. And I want to go try this. I want to go try that. I want to try this. You know, and it's like, how do you make it actually happen? You know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's still a few more I need to check off my list for sure.
Yeah. So coming up, you've got obviously, I guess, the finale at Glen Helen, that triple header. Anything else in the plans for you guys?
After that, not sure. We haven't really thought too far past the year. I haven't seen really too many other schedules out this year just because all the stuff that's been going on. But if there's any more races that pop up, then we'll for sure do them. And I don't know, we've been kind of thinking about going out to the world championships, but we're just not sure yet.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm sure too, knowing you guys, like, you're going to see the track layout, or you'll get a kind of get an idea of what the track looks like, and then depending on, you know, what kind of terrain, stuff like that, it'll probably make your decision whether you guys pull the trigger on going or not, right?
Yeah, probably. I heard like a little thing about the track layout, but I don't think it was confirmed or anything, so. But then I heard Robbie Gordon's putting up a little purse for the top qualifier, so that makes me want to go out there too.
Yeah, it's like $5,000. Yeah, just show up and qualify and then go home, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's something Robbie would do. So just take his money and go home, man. That's the way you need to do it, because Robbie's so pulled out.
Short course setup.
Yeah, exactly, man. Too funny. Well, you know what? I got a good friend of mine who I know knows you guys well, and I asked him beforehand. I said, any good questions I should ask Miles? He says, yeah, ask him about his hobby. He's going to become a chef when he retires from UTV racing. So what's up with this? You going to culinary school or something, man?
That was my plan before everything happened this year. I was going to sign up for culinary school, yeah. I don't know. It's just something I enjoy too. I just love cooking. When like usually I got like two or three guys helping me at the track, and if I go to help them on the car, I'm usually just in the way. So I'll just go over to the smoker and the little flat top, and I'll start cooking them lunch. But yeah, it's like kind of weird because everyone at the track like doesn't believe me. They're like, "Really, you like to cook?" But yeah, so it's just super fun for me.
Yeah. So are you just strictly like a barbecue smoker grilling guy, or do you actually like doing stuff in the kitchen too?
Oh, I like doing stuff in the kitchen. My favorite cuisine, I guess, is like Japanese style food.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So like I've been working on like my own little ramen recipe and a couple other stuff, but it still needs some work.
Man, you know, the problem is you're saying this on a national radio show. The next, you know, the next race, you're going to have like a line of people just wanting to go hang out at the Cheek Pit.
Oh, yeah. Where's the food at?
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, you know, you could double that, you know, just start making it and selling it there as like a food vendor. You know what I mean? So
do a
little double dipping, man. Yeah, that's where it's at. Side money for the race program. Start selling your noodles.
Oh, yeah.
And
pay
stuff
for the program.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So, well, it's been good times talking, buddy. I mean, you know, obviously, kind of looking forward to next year. What's the plans? I know we're kind of figuring things kind of are coming into play and kind of figuring out schedules, waiting on those. I mean, obviously, you guys are going to be dedicated to short course. Any chance we see you guys try your hand at desert racing or anything like that anytime soon?
We'll just see what Brett wants me to do. I think he's happy with me in short course right now, and that's kind of my bread and butter too. I'm still kind of blue when it goes to the desert stuff. I'm not a big fan of the dust either. So, but KOH is definitely on my bucket list. Seeing those K&Ms win last year got me pretty fired up.
Yeah.
So I want to try to do that this year. Probably do Lucas again, then maybe float around with Texplex. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Yeah. See what comes our direction, I guess, too, once all these schedules start coming out. That's where I'm at. It's like there's so many races. It's like laying them all out there and then figuring out what fits into the calendar, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, good time talking, Miles. I appreciate you taking the chance to call in, man. Here's hoping we see another Polaris Razor sweep at Glen Helen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jim. And it's a pleasure being on. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be back after this on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Well, if that wasn't a slam-packed hour number one, I don't know what is. Yes, this is the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, and you've just been listening to the greatest action motorsports radio show on the planet. Yeah, Miles Cheek, Ryan Beat, hour number one. Man, and that leads us into hour number two. We're going all the way to Ecuador for hour number two. That is right. We are going to South America, talking some Dakar Rally. We got Sebastian Guaisamin on the show, going to be talking, I don't know, some UTVs, some Dakar Rally stuff. I mean, veteran of the Dakar Rally and probably one of probably the most successful Ecuadorian off-road drivers of all time, talking about off-road in South America. This is going to be a fun interview. So we're going to get a little international flavor happening in hour number two. So, yeah, you want to hang tight. If you're on Sirius XM channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, you're going to have to catch hour number two over an Apple Podcast or flip the dial to Sports Byline or the U.S. American Forces Network. And we definitely, definitely, you know, would love to see you guys over there. That is for sure. So don't forget, General Tire got that promotion going on. So, hit them up. You know, get that $100 gift card coming your way if you buy a set of General Tires between now and October 31st. And we got some big news to dissect. We got big IndyCar news, big off-road news. Massive off-road news coming out of Polaris Razor in regards to the Dakar Rally. Obviously, like I said, we got big IndyCar news with you know, with James Hinchcliffe. I mean, we got just a lot of news to touch on. So a lot happened in the past week. I don't know. I got some chance to answer some fan questions as well at JimBeaver15. Hit me up if you've got those. I've got some big news coming out that yes, I will give a little teaser. I am teaming up with Ed Carpenter Racing. Yes. Indy 500 pole sitter Ed Carpenter, IndyCar team owner Ed Carpenter. Yes, I'm teaming up with him for some iRacing, so I'm really excited about that as well. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot to loop you in on hour number two, so you don't want to flip the dial. You don't want to go anywhere because we are just getting started with a whole lot of epicness right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor.
Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome here to hour number two of the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to everybody tuning in across the United States on Sports Byline, tuning in internationally on the American Forces Network. Also, a big shout out to our Apple Podcast listeners, as well as Spotify Podcast One and everywhere else you listen to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Hour number two, we got a big guest, Sebastian Guaysamin, who is basically a rally legend, a car rally legend in South America. He's going to be on the show here for a good chunk of hour number two. Also going to be diving into some motorsports news. Lots of news coming out of the world of IndyCar. I've got some big news myself in regards to IndyCar and esports and myself. And we've also got a lot of news coming out of the world of off-road. Obviously, Crannon happening this weekend. Baja happening this weekend, and we'll dive into some of the storylines around those. And then, you know, even bigger news coming out of Polaris Razor and the Dakar Rally. Polaris jumping in with both feet into the Dakar Rally. So, man, we have a lot of topics to get to. If you have any fan questions, any questions you want answered on the show, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on the Twitter machine, and we will get those answered. You know, and if you DM me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, use the contact form on the website. If you get a hold of me any of those ways and you got a question, maybe not relevant to today, but just a question in general, shoot them over. I compile all those, and every once in a while we'll dive into those and do an entire segment on the show, you know, over the questions we've had over the past month. So, yeah, we've got a lot of questions rolling in the back burner, so maybe next week we'll jump into those. So, but yeah, we've got a big show coming up here in hour number two. I got Sebastian on, as well as you know, a big segment, you know, with fan questions and whatnot. So, looking forward to diving into that. Do want to give a big shout out to one of our partners, iRacing. You know, iRacing, it is sim racing done right. Use the coupon code PR-JimBeaver, and that is going to get you a big 50% savings at iRacing when you sign up. And if you're looking for a discount at our friends at Dirtfish Rally School, you want to get in the game, you want to start rallying with the best in the world, you know what? You got to start at Dirtfish. You use the coupon code JimBeaver15, and that is going to get you a big 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School when you sign up. So, yeah, with that being said, we are going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to dive into Sebastian's interview and fan questions and motorsports news when we return right here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hour number two is upon us, and it's time to get things cranking right here.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com, or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound. Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show
on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Here cranking an hour number two. Hour number two, we got Dakar Rally to talk about. We got Polaris Razor. We got some big IndyCar news. Got some big news out of my camp. We're going to talk some Baja 500. Man, this is going to be kind of the free-for-all. So if you want me to chime in on anything, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media, and we will get your questions answered and into the show if we can. Before we jump into hour number two, though, I got to tell you, say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. General Tire wants to help you get a jump on the winter weather, because now through October 31st, 2020, with a purchase of four new qualifying General Tire light truck and SUV tires, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa prepaid card. Total of 11 different tire lines qualify for the promotion, including the Extreme Terrain Grabber X3 and Aggressive All-Terrain Grabber ATX. Prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with General Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply. For full details, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. And all that being said, it is time to talk a little off-road. We got a lot of off-road to talk about, but let's break down some big news coming out of Polaris Razor this week. Yes, we got some massive news coming out of Polaris Razor. It looks like they are bringing the slugfest. They are bringing the fight to Can-Am at the Dakar Rally, making the announcement that Polaris Razor is going to the Dakar Rally. They haven't announced much more than that, other than some partners and a short teaser social media clip. But from that social media clip, you and I can both tell that Kristen Matlock was behind the wheel. Does that mean she's going to be driving at the Dakar Rally? Well, my guess is probably yes. But, you know, does that mean it's going to be a multi-car team? What's going on? I don't know. But they do have a social media teaser out. It means Polaris Razor is going to the Dakar Rally. I've got a text message in to my bosses over there, Polaris Razor. One of my bosses, Brett Carpenter, who I know is managing the program, he said he will come on the show when they're allowed to talk about everything that they want to talk about. So we will have the full news in regards to the Dakar Rally right here on the show when Polaris is able to talk about it. I'm sure there's a lot of contracts, a lot of loopholes, a lot of embargoes going on, but we will get the skinny and the scoop, and I can promise you we're probably going to have a few of the drivers on the show. So, yes, Polaris Racer going to the Dakar Rally. Don't get much bigger than that. I mean, that's massive, and You know, the UTV division, you know, we're going to talk with our guest Sebastian later on, you know, but you look at last year, I mean, this is growing big. I mean, just like you see in desert racing, just like you've seen in short course, not taking anything away from cars and trucks, you know, in all these different series. But, man, UTVs, they have blown up. They are here to stay. And I got to tell you, this is big news. You know, you got factory warfare happening at the Dakar Rally. I like it. Makes that storyline that much more interesting heading into next year. So that's some big news. Some other massive news coming out of my camp, I guess. Big announcement today. The IRX World Championship starts tomorrow, Saturday. If you're tuning in nationally, you might be tuning in Saturday or Sunday. It may have already passed, but IRX, that is the iRacing Rallycross World Championship. I am a team owner there. I have joined forces to start a super team. Announcement just dropped today with IndyCar driver, IndyCar team owner, and Indy 500 pole sitter, Ed Carpenter. That is right. Jim Beaver Esports and ECR, Ed Carpenter Racing, have joined forces for the Rallycross World Championship, and we will be fielding a four-car team starting this Saturday. We got some bangers on the team. It's going to be epic. It's going to be wild. It's going to be awesome, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, truthfully, I don't know how I've been so fortunate in my career that this goofball from Parker, Arizona can all of a sudden be business partners with an IndyCar team. But, yes, we're to that point, and I am really, really excited about it. So the IRX World Championship for iRacing starts this Saturday. If you haven't tuned in, man, I'm telling you, you're missing some great racing. Looks almost like the real thing, and that stream is going to be live on my Facebook page this Saturday, as well as iRacing's and dozens of others. This thing's pulling like 200,000 viewers, something insane like that. But yes, iRacing World Championship, it is coming. So some other big news coming out of the world of IndyCar. We'll get to Baja in a minute. I know a lot of you listeners probably waiting for me to chime in on Baja, talk about the 500 that's happening this weekend. But some major news coming out of the IndyCar world. Guest of the show, friend of the Down and Dirty Radio Show, Zach Veach. He's been on a 3-year contract with Andretti Autosport in the IndyCar series. We got 3 IndyCar races left in the year. Doubleheader there at in Indianapolis Motor Speedway with a GP. I guess they're calling them the Harvest GPs. So we've got a doubleheader there, and then we've also got Grand Prix of St. Petersburg to wrap up the calendar. And so, those coming up, Zach Veach slated to run those 3 to finish out his 3-year contract at Andretti. It looks like Zach Veach, classy as always, one of my favorite guests in the show. He has stepped aside and said Andretti is not bringing him back next year, so he wants to do the best he can for the team. He's going to step aside, allow him to explore his options for next season, but also allow somebody else to step into those 3 races as a trial run for next year with Andretti Autosport. What does that mean? That means another friend and guest of the show and family of the show, James Hinchtown Hinchcliffe, is slotted into that seat for Zach Veach for the next 3 rounds in the NTT IndyCar Series. So, Hinchtown, I mean, this is big news. I mean, he's been an Andretti Autosport driver in the past. Obviously, we know what happened with Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport, and then obviously when McLaren, got involved there, he got whacked. He's been out of a ride this year, aside from, some one-offs, obviously, at the Indy 500 with Andretti and some other stuff. But, Hinch, he's one of the fan favorites on the grid. He's a factory Honda guy. Honda has him in TV commercials, everything else. He's a good friend of Alex Rossi, who, for the next 3 races is his teammate at Andretti. He's also just a hella good driver. I mean, he's phenomenally good. Won a lot of races. He's a veteran. He can bring a lot to the team. So I'm looking at this. He's marketable. It also gives what Andretti, it gives them a Canadian driver, I don't know. I'm looking at this as a win-win for everybody except for Zach Veach, who I'm hoping lands somewhere, finds a ride next year. I mean, he's a great driver, a great kid. I mean, he finished as high as 5th earlier this year at Texas Motor Speedway. So, yes, definitely, hopefully, Zach Veach can land on his feet and get a ride. I don't see why he wouldn't be able to. There's a lot of teams on the grid. Will he find a seat as good as the one he had at Andretti? That, at this point in the game, I find that probably doubtful. But I do think that there's a big opportunity for Zach Veach to land on his feet somewhere with a team for 2021. So let's hope that happens. Now, shifting gears, let's talk some Baja 500, because the Baja 500 is going on down there in Mexico, and qualifying is done, and I got to tell you, this is kind of scary. 5 Class 1 cars qualified. We had 3-6 trophy truck specs qualified, and we had a grand total of 9 trophy trucks qualified. Robbie Gordon in his unicorn ended up being on the pole I'm looking at the times here. It's almost a 4-second gap back to Luke McMillan in second. So Robbie, obviously, at least for qualifying, has things figured out with the unicorn. Going to be interesting to see what he has up his sleeve. But looking at the trophy truck field, only 15 trophy trucks entered. We've got another 5 trophy truck legends entries. But, man, I got to tell you, this is a slim field. A lot of pullouts. Obviously, Andy McMillan pulling out. I think Cameron Steele pulled out. Bryce Menzies pulled out. A lot of the heavy hitters, Tavo Vedosla not competing, pulling out of the event. Lots of stuff going on in Mexico. COVID-19, obviously, it's tough to get people wanting to travel south of the border. Not only that, but, I believe, they're having some troubles in Mexico with some thievery and things like that. People are really down on their luck in Mexico right now, and, they have to do what they can to survive. And it's really an unfortunate situation, but it's affected the Baja 500. Bigger story is it going to affect the Baja 1000? That we're going to have to wait and see. I think 1000 will have quite a bit more entries than the 500. I think people are kind of sitting this one out, trying to see what happens. But it's going to be interesting to see how things shape up come November for the Baja 1000. All right, we got to take a short commercial break. We return. We got Sebastian Guayasamin right here on the show on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hang tight.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my very special guest calling in from South America currently, Sebastian Guayasamin. My friend, how is everything down there? I know obviously the world is, it's been a crazy 2020, but how's things there in Ecuador and you know, in South America?
Oh, hi, Gene. I'm really, really excited to be here. Joining your audience, it's been a crazy year. You know, I've been used to traveling all over South America, going to training in Europe and Africa, and this year to be, you know, more than 6 months stranded here in Ecuador, it's been hard.
Yeah, well, and I know, you know, for guys like us that travel, I've been at home more this year than I have in a long time. I mean, I think my wife sees me and she's going, man, I want you out of the house now. My daughter's seeing me more than she ever has, and I think at some point they're sick of me. I don't know if you're fighting the same thing.
Yeah, well, I found my family actually very interesting. They have a lot of interesting topics that we discuss every day, you know, so they're cool guys, I think. No, seriously, it's the same here. You know, I had two little daughters, and just spending so much time with them, I think that's the good part of what's happening.
Yeah, no, and I think you're absolutely right. But let's talk a little bit. Obviously, you know, it's crazy because, you know, the Dakar Rally happened last year, and then, you know, a month passed, and then all of a sudden, kind of the world kind of came to a halt. But I know things are kind of starting to get back to some bit of normalcy. Obviously, you know, Dakar 2021 is going to happen. I know you guys are preparing for that. Kind of take us through what's going on this year, because I know this has been hard for all race teams across the globe.
Yeah, so going back to January, the Dakar was the first time it happened. It was held in Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia didn't have a tourist visa. I mean, it was a country that was closed to the world. The only way you could get there if you had a work visa, because there's a lot of American companies working there. But as a tourist, you know, you couldn't go there. And it was just about a year ago where women just had the chance to get their license. So it's, you know, there's major changes going on in Saudi Arabia. In now they had this huge event, which you know, we are around 450 competitors from over 60 countries going into their country, discovering this new territories, which I think it was amazing. So you know, we were very excited about everything that happened, about the culture and about how they welcomed all the circus, the big circus that is the Dakar. So it was really good. We came out of a good race. It was perfect. It was so enthusiastic, my participation. But after that, this is January, I think it was the 17th when we ended. Then after that, I was, you know, after the race, actually within the last days of the race, this is a 15-day competition. So within the last 2 days, I was offered another contract to race for a team in France, which is called Extreme Plus, to race the World Cup. So the World Cup of UTV, this is under the FIA regulation. So we had to race Qatar, we had to race Abu Dhabi, then I think it was Kazakhstan, then Russia, and we ended up in Morocco. So it was going to be my first year in the World Cup, and so it was, you know, we came in with all this energy and the inertia of the Dakar, and I was ready to, you know, make a good year. And after that, you know, we did the first race in Qatar, and then our year stopped, and we're still in the same place.
Yeah, well, and that had to have been really exciting for you. I mean, obviously, you're a veteran of Dakar at this point, but the World Cup, I mean, you know, to be able to run that, I mean, I know the costs associated with running the World Cup, and it's quite a lot. I mean, that had to have been really exciting, the idea that you were finally able to possibly compete in that, you know, the entire year this year.
Yeah, it was a big challenge for me because I'm based in Ecuador, and in South America, you know, since the Dakar came to South America, that was in 2009, the cross-country or the rally ride really developed. So we have, you know, really good drivers, we have really good cars, and after the Dakar, what we raced throughout the year was the South American Rally Championship, and that was also very good because we raced in Argentina, Chile, I think Bolivia. Then we went to Peru. So it was, you know, it was quite a circuit throughout South America that required, you know, a lot of investment, but also it was fun because you had the chance to see different places, different climates. Everything was good. So after that, for me, there was not much. I mean, the next natural step was the World Cup, and we were taking that step in my career. So I was super excited. And, you know, right now, at first I was frustrated, but now as of, you know, any other sport, you have to adapt to what's going on. And hopefully, I'm sure the chance will come around next year, I think.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. Obviously, this year kind of, you know, the rug got pulled out from under us. But, you know, looking at next year, there's still an opportunity for you to go back and do the World Cup potentially?
Yeah, so what we did is for this team that I was going to race with, or that I did race the first part of the World Cup, which is the Extreme Plus, they are the Polaris branch, I think. They're supported by the Europe. Polaris from Europe supports the team, so they have a lot of experience, and they have already won the World Cup. I think it's what, 5 times they have won already, and they have won the Dakar 6 times. So since we had already an agreement for the year, what we did is we passed that agreement for the World Cup to race the Dakar. So I think if we can do a good Dakar this year, this January, I'm sure that a lot of doors are going to be open for me to race next year, the World Cup or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and how has that been for you? Because obviously when you started the Dakar Rally, you know, it was in South America, you know, and Peru, it's right in your back door, you know, and how has that been now where it was there? It was almost like a local event for you. I don't want to say local, but you know what I mean? It wasn't far away, you know, and now we're shifting and it's, you know, half a world away over in Saudi Arabia. How has that changed for you last year, the first year doing it in Saudi, because it was something completely new for you?
Definitely the fact that the Dakar was held in South America, I can tell you it changed my life because I've always been enthusiastic about motorsport, and I've raced ATVs, motorcycles, UTVs. But, you know, in Ecuador, maybe I went also to do some races in Colombia. But when the Dakar came to South America, it first started in Argentina and Chile. You know, for those that are listening, that just to put them into perspective, this Dakar race, it was called the Paris Dakar, which started in Paris, and it went all over Africa, and it ended up in Dakar, which is the capital of Senegal. So that was the race, and it was held there for almost 30 years. And they had in 2009 a terrorist threat, because Osama bin Laden threatened to attack the race because it's such a big event. And that's when it decided to move to South America. So for us, think of it as if, you know, if you're like hiking or mountain climbing, and obviously the biggest mountain there, it's the Himalayas, and then this Himalayas is getting near to your house, and that's, as you said, it ended up in Peru in 2012, which is right next to Ecuador. So that's when I decided to actually, you know, try to go for it, because it, you know, it's a big investment. And so we made I made a project, you know, a very nice PowerPoint, and I presented to the sponsors, and I signed, and I was lucky enough to sign a 3-year contract with Toyota in Ecuador. Toyota is a brand that's very involved in the Dakar. So I, you know, I got the support for them. And, you know, after that, this is 2013, 14. And after that, I've been racing, you know, professionally. And every year, my career as an athlete gets more demanding and I have to be more prepared. So yeah, it was very good to have it in South America. But since I was already in the role and I've already raced so many years in South America, it was for me also kind of natural to follow now the race wherever it's going.
Yeah, well, and how was that the first year in Saudi Arabia? I know you talked originally about them opening up the country. I've got some friends with Jimco who went over there and raced this last year, and they said the people were some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They said everybody was just – it was just such a great atmosphere, and everybody was really, really excited with the way things went and looking forward to this coming year.
Yeah, I actually met the guys from Jimco, and they had a little accident. I think it was on stage 7 or 8. I was really close when that happened. Yeah, but they're really cool guys. I think what it was amazing, because you hear, I think we have all these preconceptions that, you know, about some cultures and some, you know, how they live. And we have heard so many things about Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. I have never been there. I've traveled all over the world, but I hadn't had the chance to go to the Middle East. And it was just amazing how people are so welcoming. Well, I usually travel with my sister. She does all my community management and she does all the media. I mean, all the video productions and pictures. So you had to take care a little bit about her because, you know, women are usually dressed in black and you can only see their eyes. So, you know, my sister wears the jeans and maybe some, you know, just regular t-shirt. And that's just something weird for them. So people just kind of look at her whenever she's walking by. So I think that's the only thing that might be a little bit uncomfortable. But besides that, we had a puncture. I remember at stage 2, we were having a really good race and we ended up staying, you know, in the middle of nowhere, waiting for our service truck to bring a tire to us. And you can have to imagine being in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert. And then these two guys come out. I mean, there's an old guy and his son, I think, maybe around 10, just walking in the desert with a mug of hot tea. It's kind of a tea coffee. It's this flavor is different from what we know, but you know, without knowing the language, I don't speak Arabic, they don't speak English, and you know, and they sat down and we spend there for maybe 40 minutes drinking the tea, trying to communicate. But those are the things that really mark, I mean, the history of your race, you know, this the warmth in their culture.
Yeah, well, and yeah, it's the moments like that that keep us going back. I mean, it's fun to have the successes on the racetrack, but those moments like that where you can actually connect with somebody from, you know, a complete different culture and part of the world, I mean, that's what makes racing and what we do special. And we'll be back with more with Sebastian after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got my very special guest, Sebastian Guayasamin, on the show, and we're kind of just talking about what makes racing special.
Yeah, definitely, and especially the Dakar, which is more than when I explain to my friends what's the Dakar really about. And it's not really a race, and it's not, I mean, I think more than the speed you can go, it's an adventure. And what you know, the Dakar drivers are looking for every year is to discover new things. You know, we went to Bolivia, we raced in the Salar, which is the salt lake, the biggest salt lake in the world. It's almost like being in a TV studio, which is everything is white because the white clouds kind of merge into the white ground, and it's just crazy. And then we went to Peru, Argentina also. It's the landscapes are amazing. And now we're discovering this Saudi Arabia, which is pretty much like being in a Star Wars movie. I mean, it's the landscape, it's crazy.
Yeah, it does. That's probably the best analogy, I think, of Saudi Arabia we've ever had here. It's like being in a Star Wars movie. That's awesome. But speaking of that, yeah. I know looking at 2021, you mentioned, you know, you're going to be racing, you know, in a Polaris Razor. How is that for you? Because you've been in the car category for years. How is that shift to the UTVs in, you know, in rally? How is that going to be for you? You know, how's the testing been going? Do you approach the event differently than you have in the past when you were driving with Chevrolet and Toyota?
Yeah, definitely. It's a whole new race. But there's a couple things that are important in this change for me. I mean, I have already raced motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs even. I started racing with Polaris. I remember just when the XB900 came out, I think it was around 2010, 2011. So I've been following the development of these cars, which started like service cars for agriculture, and now you can see them racing hard everywhere. So I love them. I love them. And what's going on with the car, I mean, with the car category, the gap between the bigger teams and like our team, which is kind of in the middle, it's every year gets bigger, the gap between, I mean, in terms of the investment they have and the development they have. So it's kind of, I feel it's kind of unfair for me to keep on trying to catch up with these guys. In South America, the level of competitors, it was a little bit more equal. Now that what I saw in Saudi Arabia is that we have a lot of more cars from Europe, from Russia that are coming in with, you know, big budgets, and it's really hard to compete in, you know, because I really want to be in the top 10. I mean, that's what, you know, an athlete wants. I mean, I train every year. So I think now with the UTV, the Dakar has a minimum weight, a maximum speed, and also there's a lot of restrictions in terms of the development of the engine. So it's definitely a category or a class that is way more competitive, and I think, well, I will have more chances on this class. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, and I think, you know, it's going to be very competitive. And I look at the, you know, UTV and the side-by-side division, and you know, you've got the factory involvement, you know what I mean, in the car category. We know about that, you know, but looking at this, I mean, you know, you've got Can-Am, you've got Polaris, you've got the major manufacturers involved there. So to me, that is just every much as competitive as you have with the, you know, with the divisions that are running for the overall.
No, definitely, definitely. And I think for this year, the FIA made a big improvement, I mean, a big change in the regulations for cross-country vehicles. And now they have this called a T4 category, which is an even more standard side-by-side category. So because last year we saw OT3, and we had two guys from the U.S., came the race with the Red Bull team, and these cars they have developed now are just supercars. They have a 1,000 cc engine, turbo Volkswagen, which is actually an engine from a car. It's not an engine from a UTV. So the distance, so it was also going to be the gap in terms of development and investment. It also was widening in that category. So now they're going back to the fundamentals of the side by side category, and what the FIA wants, it's to bring the, you know, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Polaris, and all these guys that are Honda also developing their UTV. So I think, honestly, side-by-side, I think it's the future of cross-country rally.
Yeah, well, and we're seeing that here in the U.S., you know, I think with SCORE and Best in the Desert and, you know, a lot of the short course series, I mean, the side-by-side and UTV category are just taking over. I mean, the entry lists are huge, big factory involvement, and I think it's brought the cost. It's still not cheap, but it's brought the cost down where it's, I guess, affordable, you know, in some regard.
No, definitely. And we've seen the Dakar taking some guys from that came in from the Bajas and all the Score trucks with you know, big engines. We had Robbie Garden came for Dakar for many years, and even those guys are switching to UTV. So just the fact that having Robbie Garden, who had that beautiful Hummer, tremendous power, that moved. You might think they're moving into a lower category, but it's actually not. It's a more competitive, more fun, and that's, I think, where the market and the drivers are going for. Bobby, going to.
Yeah. So what's, you know, as we wrap up here, what's the next couple of months look like for you? I know at some point, I believe, you know, cars got to be shipped to Saudi Arabia. You know, I think that deadline, at least I know for some of the U.S. teams, is coming, I believe, in October, late October. But, you know, what's next for you in preparation for Dakar and, you know, in the plans?
Well, it's complicated because the car that I'm going to be racing, it's actually been built in France. And, well, thankfully, that's already, I think it's 90% already built. The Extreme Plus is collaborating with Polaris USA. Polaris has also made the announcement that they will take their own team from the U.S. to the Dakar, so it's very exciting for the brand. And right now, the next, I mean, we have 3 months. Thankfully, I don't have to care much about the shipping of the things, of all my. I just have to take my helmet and my suit from Ecuador. But I'm working, you know, very hard in terms of getting my physical shape, better nutrition. I have to work with my psychologist a lot. I'm doing a lot of bike, and hopefully, within in October and in November, I will have a chance to go to Peru for at least a 10-day training, and then to Argentina in November for another 10-day training. I won't risk it right now to go to Europe to train. So I think the biggest challenge will be to adapt to the car that I haven't driven. And just meet the car in Saudi Arabia. That's going to be difficult, but we're putting a lot of hours here in UTVs, and I'm doing karting, and I'm doing everything every day.
Yeah. How hard is that for you? I mean, you know, the Dakar is 2 weeks long, and every day it's a grueling race. I mean, how hard is that? You know, by the time you get to the second week, you know, how hard is that for you to keep your focus and keep, you know, your energy up? You've got long nights. You know, sometimes you finish late, and then you got to turn around and get up early and go again. I mean, how hard is that for you to keep it all together and get a car to the finish line after 2 weeks?
Well, you have to focus. It's no wonder why the guys that actually win the overall stage in cars have over 60 years old. I mean, you see Carlos Sainz, you see the guy in Nasser Al-Attiyah. They're, you know, they're not old guys, but compared to the guys we see racing in the U.S. or in South America, you know, they have a little bit more years. And it's because the race demands a lot of, you know, you have to. It's an endurance race, so you have to understand that if you push, you know, one stage to the limit, you might not be able to finish the race. So you have to be conscious about not damaging the car, taking, you know, knowing exactly how many spare parts you have in the service truck, because, you know, I remember when I first started racing the Dakar, I usually racing with the Argentinian navigators, and they always explained to me, you need to take care of the car so we'll make it to the finish line. After that, everything is just a plus. So I think that's the balance between as a driver, you want to go fast, but you have to be very careful and not damaging the car in order to make it to the finish line. And then, you know, the nights are hard. Saudi Arabia, during the nights, we sleep in a tent. And it's really cold. So we're trying to get for this year a motorhome, which I haven't had before. So those are the things that I need to adapt to have a better sleep in order to be more competitive. But yeah, definitely it's this race. It's like the Tour de France that it just finished this week. And it's actually the company that runs the Dakar. It's the same company that runs the Tour de France. So I think these guys have long meetings on seeing how to make the races, the most difficult races in each sport. So yeah, you have to take it day by day. Don't look at the map. I usually don't look at the map and see how many stages or how many days are left. I just take it one day at a time and try to make it to the finish line every day.
Well, Sebastian, it's been fun having you on the show. I appreciate the time. It's been a great interview, and best of luck to you at the Dakar 2021.
Sure. No, thanks to you. I've been talking to a couple of guys here in the U.S. I was invited to race the Mint 400 next year. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be in the U.S. Soon, and I'll join you guys in person.
Well, I would love to have you out to the Mint 400 and see you there, my friend. So looking forward to that, definitely. That would be a good time.
Yeah, thank you. And say hi to all my friends in the U.S. Especially the guys in Jimco. I hope they have recovered from the accident.
Yeah, I know. I think they're getting ready to possibly do it again. So I think they're all good. They're in Baja this weekend for the Baja 500. So, yeah, they are all good.
All good. Good to hear.
All right. Big thanks to Sebastian for taking the time to call into the show. You know, always great hearing from Dakar racers and really hearing about the world of off-road and other places other than this country. I feel like we're so with off-road, you know, ingrained in the United States and Baja that we forget there's all these various series all over the globe and, you know, and a lot of really good competition and highly, highly talented drivers, you know, that compete all over the world in various, I guess, subsets of off-road and things like that, you know, but... sounds like we may see him out at the Mint 400 at some point, from what I understand. So that would be pretty rad to see him come out to the Mint 400 and try his hand at that and see the way he stacks up there. But right now, I am actually, as we're live, I'm getting news out of Crandon. Today, Friday, as we're recording this, they are under rain delay. I guess today has been scrapped. I guess practice has been canceled. Obviously, we talked to Ryan Beat earlier in the show. He's on site at Crandon. He didn't mention rainstorms come quick in the Midwest, especially at Crandon. So we're going to see how that affects the weekend. But, you know, a lot of drivers aren't able to get in practice today. Obviously, if the rain, persists, track crews are going to have to really put in the work for tomorrow. And, you know, they've got some of the best track crews in the world there at Crandon. But, yeah, we're getting word that that rain delays have come at Crandon, and I got to tell you, you know, the unfortunate drivers are the ones in, like, limited buggy and Formula 4x4 and the very, very stock sportsman classes, because they've got to go and trailblaze the track tomorrow for everybody else. And as we've seen in the past, man, talk about massive, massive mud that just gets caked on those race vehicles, and it really, really turns into quite a nightmare for them and makes the racing really either entertaining or bad. I don't know which way you want to put it, but it pushes these drivers and their skills to the limit, that's for sure. But yeah, so we're under rainy conditions at Crandon currently as we speak, and looking forward to tuning into that live stream tomorrow there with Crandon. But yeah, we are gonna take a short commercial break here, and yeah, we're gonna wrap things up on today's show, man. It's been a good one. You know, lots of guests and kind of doing radio the way I like, you know, instead of me tell you about what's going on in the world of racing, I'd rather have the guests tell you what's going on in the world of racing. Oh, and I didn't even mention our good friend Travis Pastrana and Connor Daly. They're racing this weekend in NASCAR trucks. That tells you how much we've had to talk about today. We didn't even get to talk about TP199 and Connor Daly. Chris Leone and I did last week, but we didn't even get to, you know, bring you in on the latest on that. So looking forward to that truck race tomorrow as well. So lots going on, but we're going to wrap things up here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, when we return.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Time to wrap things up this week. Big thanks to all of you tuning in. U.S. American Forces Network, Sports Byline, SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick Radio, Podcast One, Spreaker, Spotify, DownAndDirtyShow.com, Apple Podcasts. You know all the good places. Make sure and hit us up, though, and subscribe if you haven't already on Apple. Helps us out. Leave a rating or review. Much appreciated. 1 through 5 stars. Just takes you 5 seconds, and it helps us out a lot. So please, please go and do that. And big thanks to General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheels, Rigid Industries, Dirt Fish, Rally School, Optimus Starters, good friends at GSP, XTV, Axles, iRacing, and everybody that supports the show. I am at JimBeaver15 on social media. If you're looking for a coupon code of Dirtfish, it's at JimBeaver15. That'll get you 15% off of Dirtfish. PR-JimBeaver, that's going to get you a whopping 50% off at iRacing on new signups. So make sure and use those coupon codes and get in on it, because let me tell you, iRacing is a hell of a lot of fun. And, you know, you could actually it's one of the few times where playing games actually may end up winning you money. You get good enough to qualify into those world championships and such. But, man, lots of stuff going on this weekend. I mean, you know, obviously Crandon. We've got Baja 500 going on. We've got Best in the Desert. We didn't even talk about Best in the Desert. That's going on in the UTV race there at Glen Helen. Not only that, we got NASCAR. I mean, you know, IndyCar is coming up in a couple of weeks. You got that Rallycross opener for the World Championship. I mean, it's going to be a bananas week, to be honest with you. A lot going on. You know, I think we got Formula D coming up. We got some ARA Rally coming up. What else do we got coming up? I mean, Formula One, we've got so much coming at us in the next couple of weeks, in the next month, is insane. In addition to the UTV World Championship that we'll probably talk more about next week as well. But I got to tell you, this is going to be a whirlwind couple of weeks here on the show. So thanks to everybody who continues to support us and have continued to over the years. Next year's our 10th anniversary, and let me tell you, we're going to pull out all the stops. We got some really, really big plans that I'm sure we'll get to at some point talking about in the next couple of weeks. But thank you guys for the continued support, and we'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hope you guys have a safe week and a great weekend.